True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big day today. Oh, it's weird now. They have us up on the screen, Ike. Look at that.
Yes.
That's going to distract me. Anyway, big day as Brandon Graham announces his retirement. And Tuesday is always a big day on the WIP afternoon show because Tuesdays with Elliot happens at 3 o'clock. Elliot, thank you for joining us.
What up? How you guys doing?
Now, I did see your interaction with BG the internet, and it looked solid.
I thought I nailed it.
I thought you did a good job.
To be completely honest, anyone saying I didn't is lying.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it's objectively, I nailed that.
Yeah. It wasn't too much of an embrace.
No, it was perfect. Yeah, you could tell he also was excited to, to share this moment with me.
So you're just, I think this is the first time you've talked on, you didn't do a pod about this yet, or did
Brandon?
You?
Brandon?
Yeah.
No, that's been published.
So, I mean, you're just general thoughts on Brandon Graham and his retirement.
Well, you know, someone that was there, I guess what really stood out to me is how many people were there. Like Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Jalen Hurts, Nick, Howie. I mean, it was a full room. So it reminded me a lot of the Jason Kelce retirement press conference in that way. And you could just tell how, you know, I think he seemed at peace with it. Like even afterwards, taking photos with everybody. So I definitely think the moment met what he deserved. In terms of, you know, everyone talking about BG's career, I guess the perspective I can give of it is someone that covered him and was in the locker room. Like, we talk a lot about what BG meant to the locker room. I don't think we talk enough about maybe these past few years and the past year specifically, how important he was. You know, we've heard Ike and Hugh and Richie talk about when they were coming up, like players who helped them. And I feel like for the most part, sometimes they're guys in the same position room. Those are guys you're in the meetings with all the time, your coaches. I really think Brandon deserves some credit for how things have gone with Jalen these past few years. Jalen was there. Jalen and Jalen's fiance are close with Brandon and his wife. I think Brandon really took Jalen under his wing over this past season, two seasons. And at a time in Jalen's career where it certainly was tumultuous, coming off of 2023, all the locker room stuff. You know, Brandon, obviously the player, is important. But I think they got their money's worth from Brandon these past few years in helping Jalen become like the version of Jalen he is.
Well, it sounded like in the, you know, the Brandon Graham show that will go down in history that happened this year with him talking about Jalen and AJ, Brandon sounded personally involved in that, not just as a teammate, but sounded personally involved with Jalen.
I also think you could
feel that.
He sounded on Jalen's side.
Yes, I thought
which
so
I think
as well.
Is important.
Yep.
You know?
Well, that's really what... Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
He kept talking about 11, didn't want to talk, or, you know, both sides had that sort of thing. No, I agree with that. I mean, I get that same sense that, you know, I don't know how many people Jalen is tight with mm-hmm. on the team. Everybody's your teammate, and you know, some guys you're just around at work. And then there are guys that you go to dinner with. Your yep. families interact with each other. You have moments where you share intimate details about what's going on with you because you're confiding in a friend. Mm-hmm. So he's more than just a teammate. And I do get a sense that over the last year or so, that Jalen and Brandon have sort of forged that type of friendship. And Brandon's an older guy. So, you know.
Makes sense with Jalen, who's a bit of an older soul.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just going to say that. Jalen's more of an older soul. He's not running with the younger guys, the 23, mm-hmm. 24-year-olds that are out doing whatever. And so, not to say that's bad or anything, but Jalen lives more of a quiet life. You know, you're going to see him at concerts and things like that. And quite frankly, the couple of concerts that we've seen him at, BG is usually with him. Like, BG and his wife are usually with him.
Yeah, like, a lot of times when you see Jalen out, it feels like Brandon is there.
Usually
he is,
yes.
In the locker room after the Super Bowl, like, BG, Jalen, and their significant others were together taking pictures and doing all that. So I do think Brandon has really, really helped in that regard. And, you know, I personally think Brandon should go down as the best defensive end in Eagles history. Like, I understand talent-wise he is not, but if
you do anything
for
us?
Why do you do this?
Can I tell you why I feel this way? No. So
I mean, you can make me argue against Brandon Green.
No, but I'm giving Brandon credit. I think because a lot of the stories you hear about Brandon and are well deserved is how he makes people feel. I mean, we're at Chickies with him every Monday. You see what he does. I think it overshadows a little bit the player he was. He played more games than any other defensive end. He won 2 Super Bowls as a defensive end. He's 3rd in sacks. He was a huge part of the franchise. Like, there's just not many defensive ends. In fact, I don't think any that lined up for the Eagles that can say they have Brandon's resume.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. Yeah,
that's the point
I'm
making.
Yeah, he's just not as good as Reggie White.
I agree, as a player, he's not. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. They hold very different places in the history.
Love them both.
Yeah, yeah. We can love them both.
You would come in on a day of love for BG.
I think I'm presenting a good point.
I know you are.
We talk about him.
You know, we have trigger happy fingers over here.
I know you do. But if I could just give Brandon some props without you guys trying to tear him down.
Well,
no,
it's just like
his career as a player. I think it's undersold a little bit sometimes because of how important of who he is off the field is the point.
I think that's fair.
He's 3rd in sacks. Yeah. I know a bit of that is longevity, but.
No, I agree with you on that.
I think we all talk about him as a good guy, but he was also a great player.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was a great player for the Eagles all the way up until the end. I agree. It's weird when you compare him to Reggie because Reggie White is, like, debatably the best defensive player.
The best defensive player in the history of football.
He's a great player. I agree with you, for sure. But what I'm saying is when you take into account everything, I think Brandon is the best defensive end they've ever had.
Okay.
Like, if I'm making an all-Eagles team, I'm putting Brandon. Now, there's 2, so you could put Reggie as well, but...
Well, who's on the other side? There's.
I'm saying. Like,
you would put Reggie.
Reggie and BG would be my edges.
Right, okay.
Now, if I was making a Packers team, you would also have Reggie.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because that's how good he was.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. So, why don't you just give your Eagles Mount Rushmore? Why don't you just do
just this? Get this out of the way, too, yes.
Just do this now.
I don't get the issues with it, but...
Well, of course you don't. You didn't even have Mike Schmidt on your Phillies Mount Rushmore, so I want to tell the audience.
Well, it's a similar argument, so I'm happy you brought that up.
It's actually not.
It's a similar argument.
Mike Schmidt was...
He's a Philly!
He played his entire career.
With Jalen. Okay. Like, so, the Mike Schmidt thing, I didn't have him on because I wanted to have a pitcher on there, and I had the big 3, Rollins, Utley, and... why am I blanking
Howard.
On it? Howard, yeah. But with the
Mike
Eagles,
Schmidt was better than all 3
I know
of those
he was,
players.
I think those 3 have to be on together. Right?
They don't. Okay.
Well, it's my Mount Rushmore.
Well, maybe if it's an 08 Mount Rushmore, then you could have all
Mike
3.
Mike Schmidt was better than all 3 of those guys.
Mike Schmidt was great. I agree.
Yeah, but, okay.
All right, so my Eagles Mount Rushmore. Yes. I think Dawkins.
Best third baseman in baseball history. Yeah. Okay, all right, go ahead. Yeah. Played his entire career. Won a World Series MVP.
He won MVP, World Series MVP, and the World Series in 1 year.
Well, all right, I had Steve Carlton on there. Do you guys not like him?
We do like Steve Carlton.
Okay.
Schmidt and Carlton are the start of the Mount Rushmore. That's as simple as that.
Yeah. I disagree. I have the big 3 of 08, but regardless.
But the run from 76
we get back to the Eagles. Yes.
So with the Eagles, I think Dawkins is absolutely on there.
Yeah.
Like any Mount Rushmore, Dawkins is on there.
Okay.
Then I think it has to be Kelce and Brandon Graham. because Brandon played more games in Eagles uniform than anybody else. He won two Super Bowls. And I do think when you're talking about the Mount Rushmore, it should represent the franchise. And there are no two players in the history of the franchise that represent them better than Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham. So I would put them on there. And then I used to have McNabb. Ike knows I've always been a McNabb defender. Yep. But Jalen has passed McNabb, I think, on all-time quarterbacks. And you got to have the best quarterback in franchise history. The only quarterback that has started and taken the team to the Super Bowl twice and won one. Like,
well, you don't
I think
have to
he's
if he's
on
not
there.
The, he's not a better player.
But he has, well, first of all, then McNabb?
No, I'm just saying, for instance, you wouldn't put Jalen Hurts on the Mount Rushmore over Reggie, or you would over Reggie
White. I
would, well,
because I view Reggie as a Packer. Excuse it with Dawkins, but like I think it matters that you played your whole career with one team.
Well, then you can't put Jalen on it yet because his career isn't over. And the other thing I would say is you said it has to represent the Eagles franchise.
Yes.
You don't have an Eagle that played before the 2000.
Well, who would you put on?
That's Reggie.
No, I know Reggie is the one, but I'm saying I think Reggie is viewed as a Packer, and I think the
not
Eagles are
in Philadelphia.
Not in Philadelphia, but I think nationally, if you asked 100 NFL fans, they would view him as a Packer, and that's unfortunate.
Well, you would have to do that survey to know that. I don't know that for sure.
I feel pretty confident about it, but you're right. We would have to do the survey. So I view Reggie as a Packer.
Jack, Twitter question: do you view Reggie White as a Packer or an Eagle? Please, thank you.
It's also when you look up, you just Google Reggie White. Most of the first pictures are him in a Packers uniform, but not that that's the end all be all. But it is noteworthy. So, Reggie's a great player, but Dawkins is more of an Eagle to me than Reggie.
Nobody's debating Dawkins.
Everybody's saying it just
but,
like
but
the,
what I'm saying is Dawkins played for the Broncos, but Dawkins is not a Bronco.
Right.
Yes, because he didn't play, he didn't win a Super
Correct.
Bowl.
That's why Reggie's a Packer to me. And so when I'm making my Mount Rushmore, I don't think Reggie should be on there. Not because he's not a great player, but because he played like half his career for another team.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have Jason and Brandon there. Now, for me, I like eras. I want the eras of Eagles football to sort of be represented. And that's why I struggle with the Chuck Bednarik, because he did win a championship.
He did.
He did win a championship here, and he is a Hall of Famer, and he's the last two-way player, in case you didn't know that.
I did. Yeah, I saw that a few minutes ago on his Pro Football reference page.
So you got that. And to me, you would have to choose between Brandon and Kelce as who would represent this era of Eagles football. Like, Jalen, I can understand why he's in consideration. He also represents the next era of Eagles football. He's going to have a long time to establish himself in an era of his own without the other greats being there. So if I were to ask you, like, who represents, because to me, I think the argument with Dalk and Five being over there, I'll go with Dalk because I think Dalk was the best player in our era.
He's
even
also,
though Five was the quarterback.
He's also, you know, I think Dawkins and Kelce and BG are probably the three most popular Eagles of all time. You know, I think
that matters.
If you look out when you do a pregame show, I think you see their jerseys.
You see their jerseys,
the most.
Yep, no doubt.
And obviously all great players. Now, Brandon was probably not the player that Dawkins or Kelce was. I understand that. But he was here for 15 full seasons, like the two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Maybe it's how I view Mount Rushmore. If we were just doing the four most talented players, I understand the list is different. But I think the Mount Rushmore is like the four best Eagles, like guys who were here the longest, who were great players, who won. Like those.
But
things
the
matter.
Eras do matter when you're talking about the organization. And, like each era, in my opinion, especially if it's a great era of football, should be represented.
And can't you just admit that your bias toward recency is because of your age?
So yeah, that's part of it, and experienced it.
Because your argument for Brandon Graham is the easy argument for Mike Schmidt. It's an infallible argument,
right?
Because Mike Schmidt did all those things that you say Brandon Graham played his whole career for one blah blah blah, and also is a Hall of Famer, and is also the best third baseman of all time, also won a World Series, also World Series MVP.
There's no argument against Mike Schmidt.
Well, we can do the Schmidt thing again if you guys want.
No, we don't want to do it because you're the only one who thinks this. Nobody else thinks this. That's why I don't even want to argue with him.
Elliot, did Carlton play his whole career with the Phillies?
I don't know. Is he the best pitcher in the history of the Phillies?
I just want to know if he plays his whole career.
Is he the best pitcher in the history of the Phillies?
That's not my question.
But that was my reasoning.
Well, Schmidt's the best overall Philly of
yes,
all time.
Yes, but if we want to do this again, my argument was I think the 08
team... Your whole
team,
argument for these guys, they played their whole career here.
But the 08 core...
Iverson didn't play his whole career for the Sixers.
No, he didn't, but he was known as a Sixer. But for the 08 Phillies, is it not the best stretch in franchise history?
But you could argue...
Not necessarily.
If you look at the wins in the playoffs and the fact they won the Super Bowl...
76 team won 101 games.
I didn't say best season. I said best stretch.
You said best run.
And they also went to the World Series again in 83.
Right.
So they went to two World Series. They won one. And the length of time was bigger. And also that 80 team, that era had more Hall of Famers than the 08 era does.
Which may have none.
Yes.
They may have one, but they may have
they were
none.
Maybe they were better teams, but when... If you look, and we did this a few months ago. I have to look it back up.
But the Schmidt thing is not even, it's not even really debatable. It really
is. I'm fine with Schmidt. It's not against Schmidt. My top four is because I want the 08-3 and I want the best pitcher. But here's my thing about recency bias, right?
Yes.
It's not my fault that the best stretch of Eagles football was 2000 on. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. Not what I'm talking about.
My
point is, because you did not see those players, you are not giving them the same respect as if you had seen those players.
There's definitely truth to the fact if you live through it, you take it in more. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
But I think we would also all agree that from 2000 on is without question the best stretch of Eagles football. So if you're doing the Mount Rushmore, the majority of players are going to be from better stretches. That does not mean there were not great players before, but they did not really win much prior to 2000 compared to 2000 and on.
215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamonson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken? Ken, you're on mute. Ken's always on mute.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Sorry about that. I was doing three things at once.
It's all right.
So, first, I want to say Bruce Harper is my favorite Philly of all time. and Denny Doyle is the starter at Penstock and Country Club right now, in case anybody's interested, on Wednesdays. So just in case you were wondering about some obscure Philly from 70 years ago. Elliot, you are a perfect example of why people like my age are convinced that people your age don't think anything matters that happened before they were born.
Tell him again.
Jack Fritz thinks Winston Churchill's a writer. So
he was a novelist.
Well, so is Obama wrote a book, too. You know?
So it seems like Jack is willing to look at all aspects of his career as opposed to the older people.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Any denials of my General Cornwallis conversation the other day?
Well, he lost.
He's a choker. That's what I try to tell everyone.
He did lose. He did lose.
And Chuck Bednarik won three championships with the Eagles. Not one, three. 48.
Correct. I forgot about the 48-49.
What do you think about that, Elliot?
I'm a Super Bowl eras guy. Like, it was just a different game. I don't know what you want me to say.
There it is.
So, how about this, Elliot? Dick Vermeil used to bring Chuck Bednarik into camp, long after he retired, and suit him up, and he would smack the crap out of the Eagles defensive lineman for 3 or 4 days, and then he'd send him on his way.
Okay.
So, Chuck Bednarik is the single greatest Eagle.
Have you heard me say he's not a great player?
You don't have him on your mount.
Because I don't think he is one of the four best Eagles when you take into account the entire history. You can say I'm not honoring the past.
The entire history, he definitely is.
Hold on. But if you could say I'm not honoring the past, I think you're giving the past too much weight here. The Eagles won two Super Bowls since 2000. I know you bring up the World Championships, but I'm talking more Super Bowl era. The better players have been on the Eagles from 2000 on. I don't really think that's a dispute.
Well, let me tell you this. There's not been very many players that are better than Chuck Bednarik.
He's a great player.
If you're Eagles Insider of the Year, that's
so who's your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, Ken.
I can tell you this much.
Nick Sirianni?
Chuck Bednarik is on it. So, and Mike Schmidt is the best Philly ever because he's the greatest third baseman in the history of the game.
He's a great Philly. I agree with you.
You weren't alive for it, so it doesn't matter.
I don't think that's completely true, but I do think that Philly sports are better now than they were back then.
Well, let's talk about something that happened recently.
Okay,
Brandon Graham. The thing that struck me as I was listening to him today, and the good thing is that nobody is ever going to say anything bad about Brandon Graham in the city of Philadelphia ever again. And God knows he reached his quota with that a long time ago. The Philadelphia Eagles of right now, and this is not a swipe at the Philadelphia Eagles, because I don't think any NFL team would really. The Brandon Graham story could not happen in the NFL today, where you start the way he got off to a really rocky start for his first four seasons, and the organization stuck with him because they believed in him. That just would not happen in today's NFL.
Yeah,
and so it's a testament to, you know, why you, when you draft guys, why you see things that make you want to draft them, that maybe will cause you to believe in them a little longer than maybe some people might, because that today, I mean, hell, Aziz Ojulari, the Giants have already moved on from Aziz Ojulari, whose first 2 years in the NFL were significantly better than Brandon Graham's first 2 years in the NFL. And the Giants already decided, yeah, we've seen.
Well, the other comparison I would make, and I look, Brandon's stretch of struggling in his career was longer earlier, but you know, I think Nolan Smith has a lot of Brandon Graham qualities.
Oh yeah,
just
I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I just think personality wise, like they both have that, like they're smiling all the time, talking all the time, and I think Nolan, while it was only 1 year compared to three for Brandon, he has had the label to bust. First year went poorly, really. The first half of last year wasn't great. Now he won a Super Bowl a second season, so it's a little different. But you know, they went from Kelsey to Cam, from Jalen Carter to Fletcher Cox. I think Nolan Smith is the Brandon Graham like replacement.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he probably is from a. From
yeah, I mean, personality too.
Else, yep.
Yeah.
He didn't struggle nearly as long as BG
right. No,
did.
I know. I said that
for him to stay positive. I mean. How many guys have left this city and just had nothing good to say about the fans in Philadelphia because they didn't deal with anything near what Brandon Graham had to listen to about himself for, you know, years.
Yeah.
Before they finally figured out that they were using him wrong. I mean, that was the problem, is he was a little banged up, but they were also using him wrong.
Well, so, believe me, I know he did not like playing for Billy Davis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I don't think many people enjoyed the chip air of where they were used.
Hey, Ken, BG left it at the exact right time. Who stuck around too long?
Actually, Steve Carlton stuck around too long.
It got Whoa, that's my Mount Rushmore there.
He did. Indians era wasn't a great one. Yeah.
It got embarrassing. He was still trying to hang on with the Giants and the White Sox. And I mean, you
Agreed.
Know.
Yeah, people forget that, Ellie.
Yep, people do.
So.
All right, thank you, Ken.
Yeah. By the way, I think we are I know it's BG's day. I think we're underrating Fletcher's impact on the Eagles too. I mean, like Fletcher was the best player in the 17 team. You know, he's a 6-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first team All Pro.
Fletcher is.
We're talking about like the Mount Right. I think we talk about Kelsey, BG.
Fletcher was a better player than
like
BG.
Fletch should be in the conversation. Like I think he's a better player,
but I do think like.
The likability,
maybe not fault of his own, but like Fletcher did not connect in the city the same way BG.
He had a different personality.
Exactly. So, but I think that matters when talking about like the four players that should be on the Mount Rushmore. Like if they build a Mount Rushmore outside of the link, like I think Kelsey and Brandon Graham, there's been no players that are more Eagles than them.
I would say all four guys. See, I like that core four. With Lane
Zach
and Fletcher.
Just, you know, killing himself over there.
With Lane and Fletcher. I like that core four of those guys. BG, Kelsey, Lane, and Fletcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Now the next core four are all Georgia guys. So.
Sure. Yeah. Makes sense.
And an Alabama guy.
215-592-9494. Brandon Graham retires today. We are going through Tuesdays with Elliot. We will
a little early for Jalen on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
I mean he's already the best quarterback in franchise history.
He's the most winningest quarterback as far as. Doesn't make him the best. He wasn't better than Randall Cunningham. He's not a better quarterback than Donovan. I don't want to go through this. I understand he's one, and I like Jalen.
The other thing I would say is you don't want to put anybody on the Mount Rushmore who could play themselves off the Mount Rushmore.
Exactly.
And Jalen, because he's so early in his career.
Yeah.
Like, that's fair. If I had to carve a Mount Rushmore today, I would consider that. But you are right. You are right.
Well, there
exactly.
We go.
That's a fair point.
Wow.
But man, that's rare to get that. That's a win. We got to go out.
We're out here. We're out here. All right. We will also get Elliot's thoughts on Eagles Insider of the Year, which will be awarded tomorrow, and Elliot's thoughts on the Aziz Ojulari signing, the Lane Johnson extension, and all that sort of stuff. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show like Spike and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us for Tuesdays with Elliot on the day that Brandon Graham says no mas. No more Eagles playing for Brandon Graham. Mm. Now just an Eagles legend. Gets to enjoy life as an Eagles legend without having to get beat up every Sunday to do it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question now, do you view Reggie White as an Eagle or a Packer?
What's initial?
76% say Eagle. So
I'd be curious if NFL.com did that, what the results would be.
Well, we're in Philadelphia.
No, I
not
know.
On NFL.com. So big day for you yesterday.
It was a big one.
The Eagles signed Azeez Ojulari, who you targeted as one of two edges for the Eagles. It was Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari.
Because I knew they had interest.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Well, you're just phrasing it a little differently.
I'm giving you credit for it.
What do you want? Sure.
So first, we'll get the Eagles inside of the year. Second, and I heard your podcast on Azeez Ojulari essentially predicting that he will be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore after this season.
It's a great signing.
Yeah. But what do you give us your take on the signing in general?
So I do think it was a really good signing, especially at the money, $4 million. I mean, he's only 24 years old. Like, the fact of how young he is a is a big bonus for them because I think his best football could be ahead of him. I think injuries have been the main problem for him. If you look, he's only played a full season one time outside of that.
Has it been a lot of different injuries? Or
so
does
it hasn't
he have
been
a knee?
One consistent okay. thing, which, right. you know, on how you want, you could look at that as a better thing. It's not like right. one. But when he's played, so I compare him a little bit to Harold Landry in the way that Harold Landry had a lot of sacks for the amount of games he played, but Harold Landry did not like win a lot of his pass rushes. If you look at the Azeez Ojulari pass rush win rate, it is very low compared to like a lot of the really good edge rushers in the NFL. So that would be one concern. And he's not great against the run. So there's getting a little bit of repetition with Josh Uche, Bryce Huff, and now Azeez Ojulari. But I still think for at this point of free agency, or even just free agency in general, 24-year-old, former second-round pick, super athletic, has a history getting the quarterback. I think he's their best free agent signing so far.
Well, yeah.
That's not saying a whole lot.
Tallest midget, but for sure, yeah.
I
tried to pull it off the other day and couldn't pull
it off. Oh, right, yeah, yes. You can't do it. Yeah. Well, tallest little person.
I didn't
person.
Have the right ones.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, well, I agree with you. I do, like, I remember watching him when I was there, yeah. and he seems like a good player to me.
Yeah.
You know, the injuries. I would like to, you can obviously quote whatever stats you want. I do think we're going to need some sort of correlation report between pass rush win rate and how good you are, because we're just throwing the thing out there mm-hmm. now, and none of us know exactly.
So here's
what
like some context. Like Myles right. Garrett was 23%.
Okay.
So he, you know, and we could look at the best edge rushers and see what they are. I don't have it in front of me, but I think Jalen Carter was 18% last year.
Okay.
Azeez had seasons where it was like 5-8.
So I wonder how he gets sacks with a low pass rush win rate. That's what I'd like
to
know.
So one way is effort. Like okay. maybe you don't win the initial rush, but someone else does and you keep going and you get that.
Okay.
The other one is just maybe, you know, free rushes.
Like free rushes, blown blocking assignments.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, he does play next to Dexter Lawrence,
which
helps, but he'll play next to Jalen Carter here.
My question is just, like, can Bryce Huff, Azeez Ojulari, and Josh Uche all be on the roster? They just seem like the same guys. All of them are pass rush specialists that you want out there in obvious pass situations.
Well, yeah, well, Bryce Huff's not going to be on the team.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it's you throw a lot up against the board and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially with Josh Uche, who got like almost no money.
Yeah, you get these guys come to training camp and see what they have. I'm more excited about what they could potentially do in the draft mm-hmm. as far as who they could go after. You can always use pass rushers, right? Guys that yeah. can get after the quarterback. But when you're a guy that's a specialist, I do wonder, okay, how does this impact the defense early on downs, right? I mean, if they never get to 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, you're never getting a chance to rush the passer.
Well, and the other thing is, and I'd be curious for your perspective as a former player, but like, are Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt going to be fine playing 1st and 2nd down and then coming off the field on the obvious rushing? Like, that seems unfun for
well,
them.
Well, hell, I know you're Nolan Smith. You certainly wouldn't be happy with that. You certainly want to play on the rush downs. I'm not so sure Jalix is a first down player yet.
So oh, really?
I thought he was pretty good against the run. Do you feel differently?
I mean, he's done it in short spurts.
Yeah, he's not proven.
I worry about durability.
Okay.
Right? And I worry about being able to hold up against 325, 330-pound tackles when they start to lean on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's very easy. Now, unless the Eagles get up on teams and you're forcing the opponent to throw a lot.
Right.
It's a lot easier to get after the quarterback when you're in pass rush mode. I just wonder whether or not you're going to be able to play on 1st and 2nd down if a team decides to line up and, let's say, run at you, right? Now, the thing is, in our division, we don't have much of a running game when you look at the other three teams.
Yeah, I mean,
well, Miles Sanders is a Cowboy now.
Yeah. Miles
well,
Sanders.
I would say the other thing is, hopefully, there are pass downs that aren't just third downs with the Eagles this year. I mean, if you're up, right, and you're mm-hmm. winning, you can put the other team in a situation where almost
for
every
sure.
down is a pass down.
It just last year we saw Vic Fangio did not play Bryce Huff because he was bad against the run. So we will see how Azeez Ojulari and Josh Uche play. But if they come in and aren't good against the run either, like, what's their role? I'm just curious how they're going to use all these guys.
So the other connection with this is because you had information knew the Eagles interested, this was a big moment for you in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, especially when the guy who's been in pole position for weeks, Tim McManus,
came out of nowhere, all of a sudden was in first for like 8 straight weeks.
Well, it didn't come out of nowhere. He's doing a good job.
Well, you want to hear something funny about Tim McManus, too?
He always, real quick, he had the Becton signing this past weekend.
That was a big one. Yep. So, first of all, I loved him. One of my best friends on the beat. It's just, so 10 years ago.
Softening the blow.
Yeah, exactly. So, 10 years ago, I think it was Crossing Broad, did a website where they used to do like the media power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me versus Tim. And I tweeted out like, hey, vote for me. And Tim retweeted it and beat me. So
we're bringing it back, baby.
I'm used to losing to Tim, unfortunately.
Well, I would say the other person who is in the running for this, and we were sort of debating before the show today how to frame it, is Jason Dumas of 6ABC, who reported that Brandon Graham was going to have a big announcement the day of the parade. Brandon Graham doesn't have the announcement, but Jason followed up later replying to someone saying that Brandon planned to retire that day, but was talked out of it after his tweet went viral. And if we could get some sort of confirmation on that that's what happened, does that maybe put Jason in a prime position?
I do think in Jason's defense, if you notice, they put the two Lombardi trophies out for Brandon at the parade, and they did that again today. So that would seem to back up that he was planning on doing it.
So if you miss,
I think Jason absolutely deserves credit for that.
So if you missed the Brandon Graham press conference today where he gave a statement, which was awesome, and then answered a bunch of questions, you'll hear it here on the WIP Afternoon Show at 4. Jack, was he asked about that? I didn't hear
it. No. He was not.
Okay.
Disappointing.
Hmm.
Could have big implications for our contest.
So do you think, let me just ask you this, the award will be given out tomorrow at 4:30. I assume you'll be here just in case you win.
Okay.
Do you think, if you want. Well, here's,
can I send a video in?
Well, no, here's the argument against you, right? Okay. The argument against you is that Tim McManus was in first place.
Yes.
You both had a story this week.
Yes.
So if he was in, I'm just painting the picture. If he was already in first place, he got the Becton signing, you got Ojulari, I don't know what the argument would be for you to pass him.
Well, I guess my argument would be if I had to present my own case.
Yeah, for the committee. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. Everyone listening.
Well, the Becton scoop was a big one for sure.
Yes.
Right? Like, mine had to do with the Eagles getting somebody.
Mm.
His was losing somebody.
Okay. All right.
And also, Becton was already on the team. Aziz Ojulari was a name I found out unrelated to the team.
Wow.
That's a good point.
That would be my
talk case. That talk, no, ESP.
What about this? You link them. That's great. Clearly had some kind of information. Tim said he's signing with the Chargers. Broke that. You just threw out the idea a couple weeks ago. If you said the Eagles are signing Aziz Ojulari, maybe that would also put...
It's a marketplace of ideas.
I think it was a great scoop by Tim. I think Tim is awesome. And I will say one thing I've learned through this process is I do think Tim writing these long articles clearly helped him from,
sourced articles.
Well, because I read.
What I'm saying is Tim is great at building relationships in the locker room, and that has helped him that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, okay.
Elliot, do you think that Eagles Insider of the Year has been good for you, and have you also noticed an increased pressure the last 3 weeks?
Well, definitely notice an increased pressure, for sure. And I wouldn't even say it's just 3 weeks. I would say it's since you started it, number one.
Yeah.
I think it's been good for me.
All right. Well, Elliot is stacking reasons why he should win, and you can stack savings at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Stackable savings. That is what the cars are. John Ashdale is going to do for you. It's what the staff at Colonial is going to do for you in the grand reopening of the new dealership. Stacking savings. Stack number one, invoice pricing, which means you pay the same for the car that they pay. No markup whatsoever. So that's the first level of the stack. Second level, up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. Second level. Third level, incredible financing. 0%. 0% for up to 60 months. You're going to stack savings, save sacks. I can't do that one. Save stacks of cash only at Colonial, only this month. As I mentioned, the dealership is new. It's beautiful. They've got over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot. Elantras, Santa Fes, Konas, whatever you need. invoice pricing. How could you do better than what they pay and then rebates on top of it? Every new Hyundai is going to come with 3-year complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So the other thing that happened, Elliot, you're not BG, you're not retiring.
We did have a clean handshake.
You did. It was very clean, much cleaner than Jack has ever done.
Oh, way better, yeah.
I'm going to be, well, if we're being honest.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, again, it was a beautiful moment to two close friends.
Oh, you and Trey?
Me and Trey. Yeah.
The lane extension, where they gave him $25 million more in guaranteed money, it looks like, in 1 year.
Yeah, so two ways to look at it. One is just, Lane seems like he's going to play longer. They're giving him a pay raise. There's those aspects of it. But I think the more important one probably for the team and for us would be, what are the cap implications?
Yeah.
I don't know what the cap implications are yet, to be honest. The one thing I don't have an answer for is if they can play around with these option bonuses. So if they can do that, then I think this probably did open cap space. If they can't, then I don't know how it would. So my initial read would be they probably did it because they get cap space, but I don't have a clear answer on that one, to be honest.
No, I don't have a clear answer.
It's just, if I were to write a book, which I could never do, about this Eagles offseason, the title of the book would be weird. It's just like the most money they handed out was to Saquon Barkley and...
Well, the Saquon thing is definitely out of character.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It didn't help them with the cap. In fact, his cap hit went up a little
bit.
Yeah. He was already under contract for 2 more years. Lane Johnson has been doing these restructures over and over, but it's always given them cap space.
Which is what makes me think there probably is a way.
Okay.
But normally when Lane has done it every year, what he does is he takes his high base salary, he converts like $10 million of it into a bonus, and that opens $10 million in space.
Right.
Normally, to quickly pair.
Like, my question is, who's next?
Well, I just don't. I mean, Jalen would be the one.
But that's next offseason.
It could be. If they can move around the option bonuses, then there's a lot of different options they could go with. But, I mean, Jalen, forget like the team benefit. If I was Jalen, I would be knocking on the door saying, I just won you a Super Bowl. I'm the 10th highest paid quarterback. Like,
I agree.
He has the argument to get a raise.
I agree. If you're his agent, and you just saw what Josh Allen just got.
And what Saquon just got.
Yeah.
Saquon gets a thank you and Jalen doesn't. Jalen was Super Bowl MVP. Like, so...
If I was the Eagles, I'd tell him kick rock.
And how do you think that would go over?
Well, he signed it.
What are you going to say to Jalen? Well, we all know you weren't that important.
Well, here's
if we were in our arbitration case.
Well, if I'm talking to his agent, I would say, hey, the reason we gave the Saquon the bonus is we shortened his career because of last year, and we didn't. He won you a Super Bowl. And the other thing I would say, first of all, if you're going to go, you know, contract for contract, if the Josh Allen to Jalen thing would be Jalen next season. Just based on when Josh Allen signed his most recent one.
So you're saying Josh was 3 years in and Jalen's only 2.
Correct.
Yeah. But,
and the other thing is, if you're going to sign early, you know, with years left on your deal, eventually you're going to be in a position where you are not the highest paid player anymore.
Yep.
So that's just the way that it works.
I agree with you 100%, but they just did it for Saquon.
And they did it for A.J.,
and they did it for AJ. They did AJ 2 years into the deal, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, so, how long was his deal? AJ's deal wasn't 5 years like Jalen's was either.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like 4.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it was added on to the final year of his deal in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right? But I think it's on a 4-year, $100 million
deal. This is the problem with the Saquon deal is, yes, they could correctly feel like Saquon's a special case, you know, but... The players and agents don't have to agree with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So if I'm Jalen, I would see if they would redo my deal.
I would ask, but unless you feel like Jalen's going to hold out
which I don't think.
No, he's not going to hold out. Yeah.
But
no,
I don't think Saquon would. But who knows?
I agree. Well, it's hard to talk about the Saquon one because we all love Saquon and we all know what happened, basically, what they did last year with him.
Yeah, but to your point, you know, not to belabor this, but the benefit of signing Saquon a year ago is that then you get him at a discounted rate.
Like, I agree. Yeah. I agree. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Elliot.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What up, Tasty Cake?
I think Elliot made a really compelling argument because, you know, we all love BG. He's He's a amazing thing about these Eagles, like since Andy Spike, is they're all 99% of them are class guys, right? That they're talents, but they're all people you root for because mm-hmm. of the person that they are.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that's become especially true for what it's worth yeah. in the past like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. And they're at least neutral. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a lot of bad apples.
Yeah, there's not guys that you're like, oh, he's good, right. But you don't have many of those guys.
But as much as I love VG Elliott, when you have a player that was the greatest player at his position ever in the history of the league, he's got to be on the Mount Rushmore.
So, I think Reggie is, and I think the season he had, like, I think he's arguably the most talented player to ever suit up for the Eagles. This is not disparaging Reggie, but I put it more into it that BG played 15 years here. Like he played every snap of his career with the Eagles. He is known for being an Eagle. So yeah, Reggie is an outstanding player, but I think the Eagles are a good enough franchise with enough like great players that we don't have to be like, have people looking at the Mount Rushmore and go, well, what didn't Reggie play for the Packers? Like, no, like I want them to look at the Mount Rushmore and go, BG, career Eagle, Kelsey, career Eagle, Dawkins, pretty much a career Eagle. And then I put Jalen, but I understand your point about doing it a little early. I just think he's going to be the best quarterback in franchise history.
Well, you keep saying BG's number 3 in sacks all time for the Eagles, but who's ahead of him?
It's Reggie.
Okay,
for sure.
Well, so even in half the time,
Reggie was a better player than BG. Okay, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just putting more stock into the fact that he played 15 years for
one
the team.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you
and
don't
won
for
two
Mike
titles.
Schmidt. Yeah.
No, Mike Schmidt's again. I've said it, but he was fifth for me. But
even though Chase Utley played for a different team,
I didn't care that much about it. Yeah.
Chase Utley played for a different team.
I just can't decide between the 08 guys, so I had to put all three.
All right, there we go. Sounds good.
My point is that Reggie Elliott was a better player than everybody.
No, I know he was.
Right.
Mike
Schmidt was a better player than everybody.
I will put Mike Schmidt on my Mount Rushmore sooner than I'll put Reggie.
And Wilt was a better player than everybody.
Well, let's take a deep
what we know of what happened.
And educate them, Tasty Cake.
Well, the funny thing about the Sixers' Mount Rushmore is it's hard to come up with four people.
Well, it's not.
It's true. Like, with the Phillies and the Eagles, there's like, this guy has to be on. You do the Sixers, you get to three, and it's like, well, it could be
no,
Moses.
There's just not a lot to argue about.
Embiid would be the one you would argue.
Well, yeah, if you go Wilt, and you go Dr. J, and Iverson. You go Iverson, yeah. Then you're just talking about Barkley, Embiid, Mo Cheeks, Moses. Yeah. There's good options.
There's good options. It's just, it's
not like
it's
the
not
other
these
one.
Other teams. Is yeah.
The,
yeah.
Well, the Phillies.
Maxie.
Yeah.
Maxie's not, honestly, not even that far off. You know, it's not close.
Paul George. There it is. Yeah.
I've been thinking about that Paul George debate nonstop, by the way.
Yeah. You're ridiculous.
He's ready
Paul
to come
George
back at you.
No,
yeah.
No, I actually think, well, we don't have to get it.
Well, all right.
I think you made a good point that I didn't give you credit for.
Oh, what is that?
I do think
thank you for the call,
you are correct that when he tries, he still looks good.
Yes.
Where we disagreed, and I don't think I did a good enough job saying it, was I think the fact that he doesn't try is part of being cooked, like he can't do it as much, but you are correct that like physically he can still move decent when he tries.
I think
I should have said that.
I think more what we see of Paul George is more what people have seen with Paul George the last 5 years is that he drifts in and out. It's what Clippers
right.
fans
always
say. Now
he did average career low in numbers, but I think that's...
He did, but this year, who knows? Hopefully he's not on the team next year. We never have to talk about him again.
Agreed.
All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
So good luck. Tomorrow is Eagles Insider of the Year.
I know. Trust me.
The final. And you'll be here whether you win or lose, right?
If you would like me here, this is the first time. I will be here if you would like me here.
Of course.
Okay.
Maybe bring your family, too.
We have a trophy. Yes, bring your family.
Yes, I bring my family.
Yeah. We do have a trophy.
So I have a question no one will care about, but I want to ask
okay.
you guys. Do you think if Jason Kelce retired this year instead of last year, right? So let's say it was Kelce today.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Do you think Taylor Swift would have been there today?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Her tour is done. Nah. Travis was there last year.
She wouldn't have wanted to be there because she wouldn't want to take away from
day.
Jason's
True,
moment.
But it is a family thing. Like she's part of the family
not
now.
Not her
no?
day.
Okay.
No.
I think there's a shot.
All right. Coming up next.
Matter of fact, Kylie might not have wanted it aired.
That's maybe a good point. Coming up next, if you missed Brandon Graham's statement from earlier today, he talked about retiring, who he thanked. He was very emotional. It was a really, he gave a really, really good speech, and we will play that for you next in its entirety. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.